Good morning. Welcome to the United Methodist Women's Sunday. Today, we celebrate the contributions of the United Methodist Women by looking back over its long history. Currently, the United Methodist Women has 800,000 members, but the organization started with just 8 women. In 1869, the wives of 2 missionaries to India were home in Boston, and they spoke to a group of 8 women. The ladies told of desperate spiritual and physical needs of women in India. They explained how male doctors could not treat women and that schooling for girls was almost non-existent. The missionary wives told of the need for trained and dedicated women to work in the medical and educational field. The 8 women who were present called for another meeting, wrote a constitution, and organized the Methodist Women's Foreign Missionary Society. Later that year, the newly formed organization raised funds and sent 2 women overseas, 1 doctor and 1 teacher. Soon after that, a school for 6 young girls was established. It later expanded to become the first women's college in Asia. At the same time, the first women's hospital started in Asia. Today, both of these institutions continue to serve the people in that part of the world. In 1875, the Women's Missionary Association was established, and Sierra Leone in Africa was the first country where missionaries were sent. During the next few years, lots of different organizations with the same mission organized. Then, in the 1940s, the Ladies' Aid Societies were incorporated into the missionary societies. And finally, in 1973, the United Methodist Women became the Women's Mission Organization of the United Methodist Church. The history of the United Methodist Women here at Lafette first goes back to 1887, when Mrs. Snow came to Lafette from Tennessee and helped organize the Women's Missionary Society at the church. In 1948, a group of young women from the church met at the library and organized a circle for young working women, which later became known as the Junior Wesleyan Service Guild. From 1948 to today, local missions have been supported by the ladies of our church. Today, some of the local activities of our United Methodist Women include Lenten lunches during Holy Week, providing funds for our high school counselors to help needy students, and providing scholarships for little ones at our local PDO. We assemble UMCOR kits, help feed the hungry in Lafette monthly, and twice a year we provide supper for the children at Kids for Christ. Also, twice a year, we have a luncheon for our older ladies to thank them for their service. Every other year, we continue to host our Sweets and Treats fundraiser to raise money for local missions. This year was our year to host Sweets and Treats, and in the generosity of the ladies attending, we were able to raise over $8,000. Currently, we only have 2 circles now, in which 30 to 35 women are actively involved in some capacity of our local UMW. Ladies, if you are here this morning and you're not yet active in a circle, we would love to have you be a part. We would love for you to fellowship with us, to meet with us, and to serve alongside of us. We encourage you to please consider being involved in a circle. We invite you to fellowship with us, and we need you for this important work. Recently, in one of his Facebook posts, Pastor Randall asked the question, "As long as I have breath in me," and then asked, "How would you answer the rest of this sentence?" A friend shared with me her answer to this sentence. She finished it with, "I will serve our Lord. As long as I have breath in me, I will serve our Lord." And isn't that what we should all be about? Serving our Lord and others is a large part of what United Methodist Women are all about. And this UMW Sunday, we want to honor not one, but two very special ladies. These ladies are wonderful examples of service to our Lord and others in both their heart and their action. Our first honoree today has grown up in the Methodist Church. She and her family attended a small Methodist church, and when we say small, we mean small. Her family was involved in every aspect of the church. They were Sunday school teachers, musicians, stewards, clerk, treasurer, and kept the church fires burning, literally. The church was heated with a wood-burning stove, and therefore that was something that had to be done. Most of this lady's adult life has been spent here at Lafayette First United Methodist. She raised her family here and is still a very active member. She has taken care of and helped with almost everything around the church, from changing out songbooks, changing the altar cloths for special occasions, looking after roses, and so much more. Whenever there is an event at church, she has always been ready to help and serve. Betty Lee, today we present you with these flowers in honor of your dedication and service to the Lord, your church, and so many others. Thank you. As we get ready to honor our next special lady, I'm going to turn it over to Carol.
Okay. Our next recipient has been a member of our church for 30 plus years. She and her husband moved their membership here when their children and their families moved to Lafayette. This lady rarely misses a Sunday. She bravely comes, even though she wouldn't say it, but she probably doesn't feel like getting out. She and her late husband raised their children in church and taught them about the love of God. After they joined our church, I hear they moved toward the back of the church to keep an eye on their grandchildren and keep them quiet. She was a member of Circle 3 when it was active and at one point served as their president, consequently serving on the UMW board. She has loved participating with Joyriders. She was a member of Bob Forrester's class. She loves this church and we love her. Help me congratulate Ruby Hazel Scoggins as one of this year's United Methodist honorees. So we've got just one other item that we'd like to bring before the church today. Stephanie talked about our fundraiser. Well, the UMW would like to really kick off this Joyland project, the playground project that we're all talking about and excited about. So the United Methodist Women are going to commit to putting $5,000 toward this project when it's... We're so excited. We're so excited. It may take us about 6 months to pull it together. We've got some of it now, but we'll be having our usual fundraiser kind of things and brunches and maybe Super Bowl money might go toward it, but we will, we'll have $5,000 toward it. And we thought maybe as a playful challenge that we might say to the United Methodist men, can y'all raise $5,000? Because this is such a positive thing that we're doing and such in memory of such a wonderful woman. That's Dave, we're kind of moving on.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.